Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled, and we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hey, Fried fam. I am going off script today, so I haven't written anything. And I just want to share something that's been on my mind and something that probably affects overall how our business goes and how much stuff we sell and how much money we make and how much we're able to continue everything that we do in the world. I have hesitated and held back from naming the exact outcomes of burnout recovery, and therefore have not named programs or courses or things that we offer in the kind of way that most people that do burnout work do. Because I don't believe that they're reasonable. So a lot of people that do burnout work, and if this is you and you do burnout work and this is your title, then I'm psyched for you, and that's fine. This is not a judgment. This is simply how I feel about people's burnout processes from what I've seen, heard, and done with people over the past however many 6 years or so. And with myself, I guess we can count to 8 years. I cannot promise you that we're gonna go from burnt out to blissed out. I can't promise you that you're going to go from burnt out to fired up. I can't say that you're going to go from burnt out to completely joyful and fulfilled. I don't even think that that's what we're aiming for. So currently, the name of the group program that Sarah runs is called Unfried, which is not that far away from fried. It's just unfried. It's not, you will be so joyful and fulfilled and magical and everything will be lovely rainbow unicorn. And the reason it's not that, and Sarah and I were talking about this because we've considered renaming the program, and one of the options that came up was Uplift. And Sarah mentioned this past week that Uplift felt almost too far away for her. Like, it feels like you're not going to actually get there because it feels so far away from where you are when you're burnt out that it feels unrealistic. And I don't want to give you ideas that any of the work that we're going to be doing together is unrealistic. When I personally do one-on-one sessions, they last for 3 months and we do 6 calls over those 3 months. It's a short-term solution to a longer-term problem. And the reason that it's that short-term space is because my particular area of expertise is helping you when you're really like down in the dumps and you're really not sure what to do. I'm trying to just pull you to the surface, and then I'm going to probably guide you to another type of support after that. I'm not signing you up for a year's worth of coaching at a time, even though I know that burnout recovery takes 12 to 18 months. But this initial 3 month kick is to just get you out of the muck so that then you can go on and maybe it's a different coach you work with. Maybe finally therapy will start doing the thing for you that you've been wanting it to do because you have a different set of things to talk about, different set of things to work on. Maybe then you start with an acupuncturist or a functional medicine practitioner. You do some dietary changes, things like that. The other reason I do it like this is because this is how I did it when I recovered. I had 3 months of coaching, a little bit of therapy after that, And then I worked with a nutritionist. And I needed all those different pieces. So one of the reasons that I have a shorter program is because I'm not trying to lock you into something for an extended period of time. I want to do everything we can do in that short period, make you realize how much can change in such a short time, and empower you to make your next best right decision. Now, I often work with executives, leaders, top managers, because we are working through how they can get through their own burnout and then how they can stop the spread of that on their team. So we're doing a little bit of a double session. Sarah, on the other hand, Sarah has decided, and I think this is fabulous, that she's not going to offer a package necessarily of coaching anymore because she doesn't know how long things are going to take, because her community of people tends to be people who need to process a little bit longer, like to do things a little slower, need time to in between sessions, might need a little more like space with her to get things going. And so she is now, when doing the initial call, she's making a plan with you that's completely tailored to exactly what she thinks your needs are at that time. All of this to say that there's no perfect way to get coached. There's no perfect way out of burnout. And we have to talk about what the results are going to be. Now, when I do an initial call with someone, which used to be free and is now paid because it's actually an incredibly useful call, there's usually some sort of healing that happens in that half hour session. So it was too valuable to not charge for it, I realized over time. So in that session, one of the things that we do is come up with what your goals would be if you decided to do coaching. And I think that this is an incredibly helpful step, because what it gives you is whether or not you decide to coach after that, whether or not you decide to work with me, or we decide that something else is better, or you whatever it is, you know what you're going for. Getting clarity around those goals and what those results should be for you is more important than me telling you that you're going to have fulfillment and be joyful and have bliss. What if the only thing that you want is to be able to talk to the people that work for you without screaming at them? Like, what if that's the goal? Like, that's good enough. We don't have to, and I don't want to, be working in a way that convinces us that whenever we finish working, you should be dancing, pirouetting on clouds in ballet slippers. I want you to get where you want to get. And most often, most of you aren't aiming for dancing on clouds and ballet slippers. You're trying to basically enjoy your life for the most part, not fight with the people around you, not hate and resent your family, have a little more energy, be able to engage with work because you enjoy it. We're not going for these major things. We're going for like normal, happy life. Which is a huge thing, really, when you think about it. But it's not really super marketable. It's not like the thing that we're not painting this like magical picture of where you're going to be. So I want to share that with you because I want you to know how we're thinking about it behind the scenes, how we're thinking about you behind the scenes, and how we want to show up for you as honestly as we can. I mean, this is pretty honest. In a space that often feels a little disingenuous. So the way we talk about things and the way we sort of don't really sell things all that much is mostly because we don't want to be disingenuous. When you're burnt out, if the only thing you want is 10% more energy and that will make you satisfied, then let's get that. Let's do that. Coaching, therapy, healing, it's not magical. It's messy. It definitely leads to a better life. There's no way I would want the life that I had back then compared to the life that I have now. But am I like skating through life without problems? No. Do I never feel resentment? Jesus, hell no. I'm still human. You're still going to be human after you go through this process. You'll hopefully be more aligned, a little more content. You'll be more aware of when things go sideways so that you can get back into what's really working for you. You'll know what your values are. You'll be able to live in integrity with yourself. Those are the things that I think long-term help us to maintain contentedness and overall health. We're looking for flexibility and adaptability and joy at the simple pleasures. We're not looking for everybody to, who knows what. So that's what's on my mind this week. If you're burnt out and you're getting a little tired of everybody telling you that after your burnout, everything around you is going to be magical, you're in the right place, because we're not going to tell you that, because life still lives. Sarah and I still lean on each other for going through things all the time. And life is going to bring things up for you that you didn't want to and weren't ready to handle. People get sick. People need caregiving. You lose jobs. You gain jobs that you don't like. Your manager change. I mean, life is just going to continue happening. What I want for you is the title of my book, right? The title of my book is The Bounce Back Ability Factor. What I want for you is to have that internal sense of bounce back ability that you understand, and you do not fear life coming at you, because you understand that you have enough influence over your world that no matter what you're facing, you're going to get through it and be okay on the other side. I want that basic faith in yourself to be one of the goals. Basic faith in yourself that you've got this, right? And that if things go off the rails, you have people to ask. So that's how we do things around here. Burnout recovery is Glennon Doyle uses the word brutiful for brutal and beautiful, right? Burnout recovery is a brutiful process. It taught me more about myself, and I already thought I was pretty self-aware. It taught me more about myself than anything else I've ever been through. I can adjust my joy much easier now when I feel myself being pulled off. I say, no, 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 not that. I can stay in more alignment with myself. I can watch everybody else market in a way that I just don't think is lovely. Or reasonable. And I don't have to fall into that, because I'm going to do things differently according to what I feel and what I know burnout recovery to look like. Are people happier after burnout recovery? Sure. Do I have people that have made such strides in those 6 calls that they can't believe that their life changed that much in 3 months? Absolutely. You'll be hearing from one of them soon, or maybe you will have heard from one of them by the time you hear this. Yeah. Of course, we can make massive changes in short amounts of time. Just remember to be in touch with, as you go through this, whether you're going through it DIY, whether you're joining a group program, whether you've chosen me or Sarah or someone else to be your support, just remember that the goals can be just reasonable, regular human life goals. You don't have to become a bestseller. You don't have to create the biggest podcast. You don't have to help 5 million people. You don't have to. You can just live like a good human life where you feel pretty good and you're able to be generous and interact well with the people around you. And that's good enough. That's good enough. Pride fam, those of you that have been around for a while, thanks for being with us all of this time. Those of you who are new, that was a crash course into who we are and how we do things around here. Yeah, let me know what you think about this. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? Hop in the Facebook group. Tell us. Okay. See you next time.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.